This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Ann Brady. Ann Brady is the 2012 Outstanding Citizen of the Year. That's the Telluride Foundation's Citizen of the Year. And she is being honored by the foundation at Arroyo, 220 East Colorado Avenue, on Thursday, September 27th, starting at 4:30. And thanks for joining me, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
So, though you grew up in Connecticut, you seem to be a natural citizen of Colorado. Once you landed in Colorado for college at UC, University of Colorado, Boulder, you made the Boulder-Denver region your home. Why, then, did you opt to stay in Telluride after you retired as superintendent of schools and after Kirk's untimely death? What kept you here?
Well, many of my friends in the Denver area have asked me that. For someone who has not gone through a similar experience, this might sound a little ingratiating, but I allowed the town to heal me. Remember, I retired at the same month that Kirk died. And after working pretty diligently for 5 years in the schools, I was somewhat insulated from the town. And becoming a recent widow, as well as leaving a 40-year profession, I had time to reflect and grieve, and I learned what Telluride is really all about. They're very compassionate. The town embraced me, and I became whole again. This is my home.
Wonderful. Thank you for that answer. And since Telluride has been your home, you have thoroughly embraced its nonprofits. Among all the nonprofits you've served on and continue to serve, what contributions are you proudest of?
Well, for all the work that they've accomplished in the years that I've been here, but, you know, Susan, all groups are different. And I think my contribution can be summed up as fostering effective group decisions. Now, that sounds like an educator, doesn't it?
But it does.
It's true. But it's true. Committees are only effective if they work collaboratively, and I'm a good collaborator. I listen well. I give positive feedback and consolidate opinions. So I think my contribution has been as a group leader.
I would have to say that I agree, and that's the word on the street. Stu Fraser certainly has said exactly that about your skills. So thank you for the summary, and there appears to be a consensus. After the death of your beloved Kirk and after 40 years of marriage, many women would have thrown in the towel. Was it Kirk's legacy of love and the strength of your marriage that allowed you to love again? I believe you and Bud Andrews have been together for 9 years now.
Yes, it will be 9 years in November. I think there's some real truth to having one wonderful love and being able to find another. I was lucky to have found Kirk at the University of Colorado, and I was also lucky to have found Bud at the library. I was on the board, and he was working part-time behind the desk. You know, it's good to have someone who cares about you, a support person. It's also good to have a hiking buddy.
Yeah.
And Susan, it's never too old to love.
And basically building on the strength of a prior love.
Exactly. I learned much from my 42-plus years with Kirk.
Wonderful. As an educator and as the daughter of an educator, what advice mm-hmm. would you give parents today about instilling a love of learning in their offspring?
Well, many things. Of course, you love them. But by listening to them, when they come up with an interesting observation or a generalization, reward them by calling attention to it and discussing it. Give them your attention. Also, of course, as an educator, I say read, and talk about the characters or about what they have just read. Show your interest.
Did you find that that worked with your own children?
Yes, very much so. And, of course, Kirk was a wonderful father, and we never took a vacation without them. We went camping, you know, after school was over for me and things quieted in the law firm for Kirk, we would go camping and fishing, and we took the dog, and wonderful time to share what they were learning about as they grew.
And all of your children have grown up to be successful adults.
I think they are. I think they're wonderful.
Aren't they deeply involved with music now?
Yes. Sean has his doctorate in music from the University of Colorado, and his whole family is musical. His children, my grandchildren, play violin, piano, and cello.
Okay. Thank you for that. What does winning the Foundation's Outstanding Citizen of the Year Award mean to you?
Well, I'm very humbled and gratified. When Sheila Wald called me with the news, and after I found my voice, I asked, how did that happen? I never thought of myself as a Citizen of the Year, and I'm joining a very unique list of special people. Gratitude to the Telluride Foundation for the honor.
So what do you think it means in general to be outstanding?
To be outstanding is to do something well and with your whole heart. That sounds trivial, but I think you really have to throw yourself into something. And that's what I see in Telluride. People really care, and they throw themselves into it. And the foundation embodies that thought of giving and contributing and working and being committed.
Wonderful. Thank you for that answer, too. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, having a delightful conversation with Ann Brady. She is the 2012 Outstanding Citizen of the Year. Please be sure to honor her at the party the Foundation is throwing on Thursday, September 27th, starting at 4:30 at Arroyo. Ann, thanks again.
You're more than welcome.